On your Classic, it's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and recreational fishing has been set for some changes for quite some time now, and the Minister's Recreational Fishing Advisory Council has finally put out their new strategy. I'm joined by Sharon Starrick, the Independent Chair of that council. Sharon, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
So just what's the things we should know about this new strategy?
So the strategy, which was launched on Friday last week, has a number of key pillars within the strategy. It focuses on growth, delivery, partnerships, knowledge and information. So it's really a strategy that lays the foundation for a prosperous future for the South Australian recreational fishing sector. It has, within it, it contains over 60 actions, which are a lot, but what it does do is it clearly outlines what those actions are and is looking at its actions that are proposed to take place over the next 3 years. So we really are looking for recreational fishers to, the whole of the recreational fishing community, to come together, have a look at the strategy and work out where you would actually like to be involved in the strategy and to come together to work on the strategy together. So that is working with the council, working with governments, local governments, PERS, ASADI. This is the whole of the sector's responsibility to actually deliver this strategy.
Like you said, 60 points to the strategy, quite a large document. For rec fishers out there who are interested, what are some of the big things that will affect them and their hobby?
So the strategy really does, as a vision, actually focus on what we've heard recreational fishers say is important to them. So it does focus on the sustainability of the shared resource that recreational fishers need to come together to unite to be actively involved in stewardship of that shared resource. So some of the actions that are actually in the strategy that recreational fishers might be interested in is that the council and others are going to look at securing a government commitment to provide ongoing funding which is proportionate to the value of recreational fishing, or alternatively explore other funding sources. So that's a key thing that recreational fishers have told us, is that resourcing is an ongoing issue for the sector. There's also the opportunity to improve the participation of recreational fishers in research and monitoring projects like the Salmon Frames project, which is currently out there at the moment, and also the recreational fishing, the use of the recreational fishing app.
I was going to say, because with that app that comes with the electric diary to keep track of what you're catching?
That's exactly right, and that's one of the things that is also in the strategy, is investigating the rollout of electronic diaries across recreational fisheries. And the reason for that is that's a way that each recreational fisher can actively get involved in citizen science by recording their catch, and that actually helps in terms of the data and information that are available to ensure that our fisheries are being managed sustainably into the future. There's some other actions in the strategy as well. As I said, there's over 60, but some of them that might be of interest is working with recreational fishing groups to increase fishing skills and best practice handling, and working with schools and the Department of Education to identify opportunities to promote recreational fishing as a safe, family-friendly and healthy activity. They are just some of the actions.
And are there going to be any changes to catch limits with the strategy?
This strategy doesn't look at things like catch limits. That actually comes out of the committees that actually look at the look at the sustainability numbers and look at whether there do need to be changes around some of the rules. So this strategy is much more about getting information, knowledge to actually support the recreational fishing sector. It looks at some other ways of investigating different ways of managing and assisting the recreational fishing sector. Things like, as I mentioned, you know, investigating resourcing. Where will resourcing, or where should resourcing actually come to support the sector? Investigating electronic diaries. What are the pros and cons of using electronic diaries, and could they be a way of actually increasing the data and information that we actually have around the take of fish? So it's some of those sorts of things, rather than setting things like bag limits or that they are actually done by the MAC themselves.
And for any rec fishers out there who are keen to have their input on the strategy, how do they go about that?
So the strategy has now been finalised. The strategy was developed by the council, but it really was based on the feedback and information that we'd received from the recreational fishing sector. And that was through two different ways. One was through the 2020 Recreational Fishing Priorities Survey, which happened obviously last year, and also the draft strategy, which was out in April for comment, March-April for comment. We also received feedback then from recreational fishers on that strategy. So the strategy has now been finalised. But if people have ideas in terms of actions, or there are some actions that they'd really like to be involved with, I really encourage them to reach out to the council and to let that be known, because that's one way that we can actually start working together. And the way to do that is the council has a website, so if people Google Ministers Recreational Fishing Advisory Council, there is a link there to an email address that recreational fishers can get in contact with us.
No worries. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries at all. Thank you.
That was Sharon Starrick, Independent Chair with the Ministers Recreational Fishing Advisory Council, on your Classic Hits Breakfast.